Meteorology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, lower 60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, areas of frost, upper 30s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, cloudy, chance of rain overnight, mid 40s. And Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny. Right now, it's 57.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Senate overwhelmingly passed and sent a short-term agency spending bill that includes billions in key funding for agriculture to President Trump. The temporary spending bill replenishes $30 billion in the Commodity Credit Corporation for farm programs and pandemic relief through the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP. Now, some House Democrats had threatened to keep the money out of the bill to leverage more for low-income nutrition programs, but relented after an outcry from farm groups and farm state lawmakers. They did win the extra feeding money, but made farmers an election year issue. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell.
They tried to use our nation's farmers and ranchers as a bargaining chip. Fortunately, thanks to the leadership of our colleague Senator Ernst, along with Senators Hoeven, Bozeman, and many other Republican colleagues, we made it clear right away that we would not let Democrats leave farmers behind. Republicans kept the Speaker of the House from adding insult to injury in such a challenging year for rural America.
Well, 2020 is mired by losses to the pandemic, weather disasters, trade wars, and years of chronic low prices. All the more reason to replenish the CCC.
The Commodity Credit Corporation is an essential source of funding for our farmers. For years, it's been routinely refilled with bipartisan support.
Well, a lame duck Congress will again face critical funding decisions when the temporary spending bill expires on December 11th. Without an agreement on regular appropriation bills, lawmakers will be forced again to pass a CR, or a temporary resolution. Buy more Ag News online anytime, AgView.net. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Governor Laura Kelly mentioned the number of counties within the state of Kansas that are still in the red zone with COVID-19 and how to continue battling as the virus spreads across the rural counties.
65 counties out of the 105 counties that are considered in the red zone, that's not a good place to be. That means that we've got spread at a high level and likely more if mitigation efforts are not imposed.
That audio from KWCH News. The governor went on to say that she's been in communication with these rural counties continuously with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to try and stop the spread of the virus.
We have regular communication with all of the local health departments through our Department of Health and Environment. I think if they don't have daily calls, they have calls every other day out there offering the support and advice, obviously, through
our department. Do they choose to vote from home or in person? To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/ksvotes. Paid for by AARP.
Abilene Machine has been your Farm Tough partner for 40 years and is one of the largest suppliers of ag replacement parts with 4 locations nationwide. If you're harvesting now or preparing for it, Abilene Machine is here to support you with a full line of combine and header replacement parts. For reliable parts at farm-friendly prices for John Deere, Case IH, New Holland, and more, shop AbilineMachine.com. You can count on Abilene Machine for ag parts built to last and shipped fast.
Top public health officials in Kansas say the state has yet to see its biggest wave of coronavirus cases, suggesting the pandemic could spawn an average of 800 or even 900 new cases each day in the coming months. State Health Department head Dr. Lee Norman said yesterday that Kansas is likely to surpass that record number of new cases it has seen recently. The state has averaged 646 new cases a day for the 7 days ending Wednesday, second only to the 667 cases per day for the 7 days ending on Monday. Kansas saw 1,120 new cases since Monday, bringing the state total to 59.
1,729.
And the paternal grandparents of a 10-year-old Kansas girl killed in a crash last week are suing the truck driver involved in the collision, along with his employer. The Wichita Eagle reports that Mark and Carrie Brady are seeking damages in excess of $75,000 from the driver and LB White Trucking Incorporated of Wellington. The Brady's granddaughter, Anaya Brady, along with her mother and three young siblings, all died in the accident on Friday when the family's Ford Expedition collided with a loaded grain truck between Cheney and Clearwater. Mid-America Network News.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Two top Nebraska officials urging voters not to give their ballot to an unfamiliar third party who promises to turn it in on their behalf. Governor Pete Ricketts and Secretary of State Bob Evnen warned that state law doesn't protect people who surrender their ballot to a third party even if the recipient throws it away. Ricketts and Evnen, both Republicans, say they don't know of any cases of abuse in Nebraska, but they pointed to recent claims of ballot harvesting in a U.S. House race in Minnesota. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 in the state remains elevated as Nebraska continues to report hundreds of new cases each day, but the number of hospitalizations is still below the peak that was set back in the spring. The state's online virus tracker yesterday showed 215 people were hospitalized. Nebraska reported 466 new cases and 6 new deaths, bringing to 478 the number of deaths linked to coronavirus. Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's 3 rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire until the 31st, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Some students and staff for Washington County USD 108 have been quarantined through October 9th. On Wednesday, a staff member tested positive for COVID-19. Those students and staff affected have been notified and will go to remote learning beginning this Friday. The district continues sanitizing classroom desks and other materials in the rooms on an hourly basis. They have thoroughly cleaned and sanitized all affected areas. Again, those who have been exposed have been notified. The remote learning program begins Friday. Other students will continue to attend classes in person as scheduled. Valley Heights and Hanover High School football homecoming activities are planned Friday. Queen candidates at Valley Heights are Cora Jones, Lexi LeCure, and Emma Torber. King candidates Cameron Beardsley, Jackson O'Toole, and Jake Youngeberg. A parade is planned at 2:30 Friday afternoon in Waterville. Crowning of the King and Queen is planned halftime Friday. At Hanover, the Queen candidates are Chloe Sin, Destiny Rowden, Kara Bruna, and Macy Richter. King candidates are Jacob Juniman, Tyler Bonzer, Colin Juniman, and Blake Heenig. Crowning is planned after the senior night presentations, which begin at 6 p.m. on Friday. Marysville Police Department has been awarded a grant to upgrade body-worn cameras. A $39,000 federal grant administered by the state will be used to purchase the new equipment for its officers, as well as a new download server. Guardrail work on U.S. 36 in Marshall County is scheduled to begin Monday. Completion expected the end of November, weather permitting. Work will start west of Marysville, where the four-lane highway becomes two-lane and continues to the K-87 intersection, excluding 4th to 20th Streets in Marysville. 10 different sites along U.S. 36 will have guardrail repair or replacement and or grading and rock added. Traffic will be minimally impacted, with most of the work being completed on the shoulder or outside shoulder of the road. Some areas may require a flagging and pilot car operation to control two-way traffic utilizing a single lane.
Kansas Lieutenant Governor Lynn Rogers will be in Marysville to tour the high school and a few other locations Thursday. The Lieutenant Governor said he is excited to see how things are going.
We want to see what's going on so far with how the school year is going, and I'm really eager to see the new ag complex and visit with the Landall Company, and I know they are a big community booster and employer, and we're interested in talking about how that affects rural Kansas. My work on the Office of Rural Prosperity takes us out to rural communities all the time, so we're really looking forward to being there.
Things have obviously been different this year when it comes to the Lieutenant Governor touring the state, and is glad when he can get out and meet with the residents.
We've been doing our Office of Rural Prosperity tour. Most of those have been virtual, but we try to do some smaller events where we talk to people, just take their comments and their thoughts. You know, we're really working on a plan to help enhance broadband, rural housing, child care. So we're interested to hear personal stories of what is working. And then if there's any ideas that might be helpful to other folks, we'd be very interested in looking at that as well.
Kansas Lieutenant Governor Lynn Rogers will meet with guests at the high school's Innovation Center at 2.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lowell D. Foscholtz, age 82, of Firth, formerly of Summerfield, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at the First Lutheran Church, Summerfield. Burial, Summerfield Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5:30 until 7 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Lowell Foscholtz.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
That mailbox out by the road, that's a lifeline for families all across rural Kansas. But Congressman Roger Marshall doesn't seem to get that. Marshall voted against emergency funding the Postal Service needs to keep up with the pandemic. Now, I served in the U.S. Army in Iraq. As a veteran, I count on-time mail delivery by the Postal Service for my VA prescriptions. If I miss my meds, even a few days, it can set me back weeks. Roger Marshall defended mail service cutbacks, dismissing it as a, quote, so-called crisis. Now, there's nothing so-called about it. Roger Marshall turned his back on rural Kansans when he voted no on protecting the Postal Service. Vote no on Roger Marshall for Senate. VoteVets paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.votevets.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the forecast for this Thursday, upper-level trough has moved in all across the central upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some strong northwesterly flow of wind. So we're definitely going to see some cool temperatures out there over the next several days, it looks like, in the 60s. Otherwise, we're going to see dry weather through tomorrow. We have another system that could bring us maybe some isolated rain showers for Saturday. Otherwise, it looks like dry weather Sunday and into the early parts of next week. We will start to see warmer temperatures as well for next week. So across the area, sunny skies, lower 60s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, frost, upper 30s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Could see a chance of rain showers overnight. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Raising cattle is a business. And when your business needs a financial resource, we're a good company to call on. As your ag banking resource, we've gained a lot of experience over the years, working with local producers, lending a hand. Talk to us. You'll be raising your livestock in good company. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature early October, 78. Recent record high, 90 in 2002. The average low, 51. Record low of 37 set in 2003. Sunset this evening, 7:07. Sunrise in the morning at 7:23.
October's full harvest moon shines tonight. We will share some moon facts to ponder under that big orange pumpkin on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 1st, the 275th day of the year. Former President Jimmy Carter celebrates his 96th birthday, and the full harvest moon will rise at dusk this evening. It's a good time to observe what's called the moon illusion. At moonrise, it seems absolutely enormous. In fact, it is exactly the same size as when it's high in the sky. Don't believe your eyes? Try this. Hold a coin in front of the lunar disk at dusk, then again at midnight. The diameters will be the same. The illusion comes from our sense of scale when objects are near the horizon. And here's another fun moon fact. We will get a second full moon in October. That's right, there will be a blue moon on Halloween night. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find your local moon rise and set times at almanac.com.
Share more traditions, share more wonder with the Hallmark Keepsake Ornament Debut event Saturday at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Come see all the new releases for the 2020 Christmas season, pick up your pre-orders, and get the best bonus points of the season. Don't miss this event Saturday at Reflections Hallmark, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The baseball postseason took an NCAA tournament feel yesterday with 8 games running from noon until well past 1 a.m. The bonanza came in a sport where much of the 20th century, the entire postseason lasted a maximum of 7 games. With the playoffs expanded this year to 16 teams, baseball got a day like never before and perhaps never again. By the end of the night, 3 teams had been eliminated. The Minnesota Twins, Toronto Blue Jays, and Cleveland Indians are out, but Oakland forced a winner-take-all Game 3 in its series with the Chicago White Sox. It's been 50 years since 31 people died when an airplane carrying the Wichita State football team crashed in Colorado while traveling to a game at Utah State. That happened October 2nd of 1970. The school will hold a remembrance at Cessna Stadium this Friday, where the Shockers played until the football program was disbanded. Mid-America Network Sports.
Earn your great deal during the Midwest Kia Back to School Sales Event. And Midwest Kia's offers are earning at A+. Like up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. A+. Or get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on new 2020 Kias. A+. And during Midwest Kia's Back to School Sales Event, we'll buy your car. It may never be worth more. Back to school means back to savings. $8,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for up to 75 months. Earn your A+ during our back-to-school sales event at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and group credit. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sported Sorento and Soul. New KMF with 1333 for 1,000 points. Example, 2020 Sorento LX. Stock number K8696. 5,500 factory rebate. 2,500 dealer discount. Expires September 30th, 2020.
The NFL says the Pittsburgh-Tennessee game, originally scheduled for Sunday, will be played either Monday or Tuesday, giving the Titans at least one more day to see if the team's coronavirus outbreak is under control. Yesterday, one new positive test result came back, a day after the Titans had three players and five team personnel test positive. Coach Mike Vrabel says the Titans are preparing to play as early as Monday. He's confident the NFL will allow some time to practice before the game. The Titans hope to be allowed back inside their facility this weekend. The NFL threatening teams with possible suspensions for sideline personnel, including coaches who don't properly wear face coverings during the pandemic. Forfeiting draft picks also could be among disciplinary measures for failing to comply with league and players' union protocols. College football on tap for this weekend. The K-State Wildcats and Texas Tech Red Raiders Saturday at 2:30. Also on Saturday at 2:30, the Oklahoma State Cowboys and KU Jayhawks. Mid-America Network Sports.
Taking a look at the high school volleyball action from Tuesday, Marysville split 1-1 with Concordia. Valley Heights defeated Lynn in four sets. Centralia won both of their matches at Axtell, defeating Frankfort and Axtell, and then Frankfort defeated Axtell. Diller Odell swept Johnson Brock in three sets. Southern Falls at Bruning Davenport Shickley in straight sets, and Beatrice beat Bennington 2-1. Scheduled matches for this weekend include Marysville at the Concordia Invitational, Axel and Centralia are at Jackson Heights, Frankfort and Washington County are at the Onega Invitational. And that's a look at high school volleyball action from Tuesday.
Friday Night Lights, Marysville at Council Grove, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights Homecoming hosting Waubunsee live on FM 95.5.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. Understanding frost and freeze warnings can help you better protect your plantings. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A frost advisory is usually issued when minimum temperatures between 33 to 36 degrees are expected. These continue in fall until a killing freeze ends the season and begin in spring with the growing season. Frost is more likely on a clear night when the ground heat is lost to the atmosphere. It's also common on still nights or when winds are light, allowing a layer of cool air to settle at the surface. Cool temperatures and moist conditions increase the risk of frost and freezing. And those low spots in your landscape are the first to be affected as cold air sinks. A freeze watch is issued when a large area could potentially be hit with freezing temperatures within 24 to 36 hours. A freeze warning means freezing temperatures are expected to occur. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The four great courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets, cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Lewis Miller never set out to create a museum. He was simply collecting cars with a tie to his family's heritage. When he was approached about opening it to the public, he had an idea of how he could share his collection with others and also do something good for his town. The story is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Lewis Miller's family manufactured Mitchell brand wagons, bicycles, motorcycles, and cars in the late 1800s and early 1900s. However, Lewis never cared much about his family lineage until he was in his 40s, when his wife urged him to explore the amazing history of the company to which he had a tie.
I found my first Mitchell in St. Louis. It was by a car collector, and he was taking this 1914 Mitchell to a Barrett Jackson sale in Detroit, and I got the guy to sell it to me.
Lewis now had his first Mitchell car, the automobile his great-great-grandfather was producing over a century earlier. He was hooked on adding more to his collection.
They're hard to find for sale. There's not very many of them. I think we have on our Mitchell Club roster 165 Mitchells in a world. The ones that run and are drivable, I'm guessing maybe there's 30 to 40 only.
Over time, he's added different Mitchell automobiles. But there's much more than cars at his showroom in Boonville.
My greatest find was a Mitchell motorcycle, so 1902, and it runs. So my collection is complete, and I just sit here and let people come and visit and enjoy my collection.
You really have to see these beautiful cars. Bold colors with brass, high-class cars. Plus, you'll find Mitchell wagons, bicycles, and motorcycles. Lewis never set out to have an attraction, but local tourist director Katie Gibson encouraged him to open it to the public. And Lewis is happy he did.
I got to thinking that why don't I let Katie sell tickets and keep the money for tourism for Boonville and the area, because we need tourism so badly. So this is a way I can help my communities.
Just call ahead to arrange a tour and see the amazing story of the Mitchell Company. Traveling the countryside in Boonville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Where there's a will, there's a way, especially when Hometown Lumber and Hardware has a wide variety of rental equipment. If you need a trencher to install a sprinkler system, a post hole digger to help build a fence, or a bill jack lift to reach areas up to 32 feet high, renting is the way to go. If you have the will and the ability, Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville has the way with their great rental equipment inventory.
If you have a large woodlot to maintain, there's no need to hire a team of lumberjacks. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A mechanical wood splitter might be the only helping hand you need as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having play dates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual play dates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
You can cut firewood with an axe and a lot of sweat, but slicing tree trunks into manageable pieces is a lot easier if you have a wood splitting machine. Josh Larrabee is the owner of Big Timber Forestry Products in Minnesota. He says the force delivered by a wood splitter is measured in tons, so the more tonnage the machine has, the wider and harder the logs it can split.
Some of the smaller units are 24 tons, and that you can do a lot of your maples and stuff like that, not extremely large rounds. And they'll range all the way from 29 tons and then up to 42 tons. Your 29 to 30 tons will be a good in-between model where it'll split a lot, but not all of it.
If you split tree crotches and wood with a lot of knots, you'll need a machine with more tonnage. If you're splitting nice, clean, straight grain wood, you don't need as much power. Most splitters on the market only work in one direction, and when it's done cracking the log, it has to return to its starting position, which is called cycling time. However, there are some, like the Woodmeister splitter, that split in both directions, making the job go quicker. No matter which unit you choose, Larrabee says it's very important to have the right ergonomic work height.
You're standing at it working, and you're always kind of hunched over, so the working deck is too low, or you have a higher working deck, so you're standing upright and not putting that strain on your back. The second thing that you really need if you're going to do a lot of splitting is having a log lift, where these big logs, you don't have to bend over and lift them up and hurt your back, and this automatically lifts the log up for you hydraulically.
Light-duty wood splitters range in price from $1,000 to $3,000, and the heavier machines will cost up to $14,000. Learn more about wood splitters at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
A leading moderate voice, a free-thinking, sensible centrist. Words you don't typically hear in today's politics, but it's how leading newspapers describe Dr. Barbara Beaulieu, because there's nothing typical about her. Dr. Beaulieu didn't come from politics. She worked years in the operating room, and she first got into public service to simply make health care more affordable. She's leading the fight in Topeka to keep rural hospitals open and end surprise medical billing. A doctor driven by common sense and facts, not party politics and spin. And right now, with this pandemic, that's exactly what we need in Washington. It's why over 80 Republican officials have crossed over to endorse her campaign for U.S. Senate. They know Dr. Beaulieu will focus on what matters most.
I'm Barbara Beaulieu. Especially right now with this virus, we need leaders willing to put political differences aside and just make health care more affordable.
Paid for by Beaulieu for Kansas.
Undertaker, please drive slow. there's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I followed close behind her, tried to hold up and be brave, but I could not.
Whether spring, summer, or fall, I love going to a baseball game. Hearing the crack of the bat hitting the ball, well, it never gets old. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You can look at your finances a little bit like a baseball game, or really any other team sport for that matter. To play well, you have to practice and have a strategy for winning. So think of it this way. Your practice is your monthly discipline of tracking what you spend, save, and share. From there, you can start to hone your long-term money strategy so your dreams for the future can turn into reality. You know, winning isn't about having a lot of money. It's about creating the life that God has called you to live, which means being wise with all the resources He has lovingly provided. So enjoy the game and eat a hot dog for me. If you practice and prepare, you'll have a winning strategy and more financial clarity, leading to a life filled with meaning and gratitude.
A new film on Netflix promotes regenerative agriculture. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Environmental filmmaker Josh Tickell says close to 1,000 persons were involved in the creation of Kiss the Ground, a film he and his wife Rebecca produced that debuted on Netflix last month.
Ultimately, everyone was committed to telling a story about how to heal planet Earth and, you know, have farmers succeed, because I think farmers failing is not really a choice that any of us want for our country.
Tickell says the main message of the film is regenerating the soil.
That's the amazing thing about this movie and this message, Kiss the Ground. It's really about restoring lost ecosystems. And that doesn't mean moving humans off of them, and it doesn't mean not producing food. It means having great ecosystems and also producing tons of food.
Actor Woody Harrelson narrates the film, just one of a number of celebrities involved in the project, according to Tickell.
I think it would have been fine to make a movie about soil just without all the celebrities. It just so happens that there are a lot of people who really care about this subject, and some of them are celebrities.
Tickell says a shorter edit of Kiss the Ground is available free of charge for school classroom use. Learn more at kissthegroundmovie.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
As the year winds down, winter storms ramp up. And while you can't always predict the weather, you can prepare for it. That's why at Evergy, we trim thousands of trees throughout our communities and use cutting-edge technology to stay one step ahead of potential problems. That's why we provide you with real-time updates and tools like our outage map. And that's why our number one goal is to deliver you safe, reliable energy. Visit evergy.com/stormsafe to learn more.
Hello and good Thursday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Spank, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Chief of the Crops Branch of USDA's Agricultural Statistics Service, Lance Honigs, gives us the final estimates for the United States winter wheat crop.
For winter wheat, harvested area 23 million acres. That's down 1.8% from the previous forecast, 6.4% fewer acres than were harvested last year. That is the lowest harvested acreage on record, and it's a little bit more abandonment on the winter wheat crop than what we had previously expected. Our final yield for the season is 50.9 bushels per acre. That's down 5% or 2.7 bushels per acre from last season's final yield. So that puts our production for winter wheat in 2020 at 1.17 billion bushels. That's 2.3% below the August forecast and 11.1% below last season.
Now, in other news, pandemic-related disruptions have exposed underlying weaknesses in the food and farm system. That's according to the National Farmers Union. NFU President Rob LaRue told the House Small Business Committee on Wednesday during a hearing the need for significant structural reforms to protect farmers and consumers from similar disruptions in the future. One of the primary contributors to supply chain delays and food shortages have been widespread corporation consolidation, particularly in the meat processing industry. As a solution, LaRue proposed policies that would stem the tide of consolidation and build out regional food infrastructure. NFU says another major problem is chronic oversupply. In recent months, restaurant closures and shifting demand has made matters much worse, as LaRue noted in his testimony. Though pandemic aid has helped farmers withstand persistently low prices, policy changes are needed to address the causes rather than simply the symptoms of a broken farm economy. NFU proposes a supply management system that would balance farm production with consumer demand. Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
Earn your great deal during the Midwest Kia Back to School Sales Event. And Midwest Kia's offers are earning at A+. Like up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. A+. Or get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on new 2020 Kias. A+. And during Midwest Kia's Back to School Sales Event, we'll buy your car. It may never be worth more. Back to school means back to savings. $8,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for up to 75 months. Earn your A+ during our Back to School Sales Event at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit. Not all customers qualify. Limited term finance. U.S. Sportage Sorento and Soul through KMF with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example, 2020 Sorento LX. Stock number K8696. 5,500 factory rebate. 2,500 dealer discount. Expires September 30th.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Bayer announced yesterday that the European Commission has authorized XtendFlex soybean technology for food, feed, import, and processing within the European Union. This milestone represents the final key authorization for XtendFlex soybeans. With this approval, Bayer can now look forward to a full launch in the U.S. and Canada in 2021 and expects to be in a strong position to supply 20 million U.S. soybean acres when selling season arrives. XtendFlex soybeans, Bayer's newest soybean technology, are built upon the high-yielding Roundup Ready 2 Xtend soybean technology with the additional tolerance to glufosinate herbicides. That means XtendFlex soybeans are resistant to three herbicides, glyphosate, dicamba, and the newly added glufosinate. XtendFlex soybeans will be Bayer's second major product launch in soybeans in the last 5 years. Mosa Meat. The European food technology company, which introduced the world's first cultured beef hamburger in 2013, announced the first closing of $55 million as part of a larger Series B funding round. The company will use those funds to extend the current pilot production facility, develop an industrial-sized production line, expand the team, and introduce cultivated meat to consumers. While no date has been announced for an introduction to consumers, the work will continue with regulators to achieve approval to serve consumers in Europe. The Series B funding round was led by a food technology fund that aims to support and promote a positive global impact on the environment, human health, and animal welfare. And USDA says more than 90% of U.S. corn, cotton, and soybeans are produced using genetically engineered seed. Through the annual report on GE planted crops, the Economic Research Service says most of the GE seeds are herbicide tolerant, insect resistant, or both, known as having stacked traits. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Orion Samuelson here again to answer a question I am asked a great deal. Who has been my favorite Secretary of Agriculture during my 60-year career? I'll not share that with you after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
A question that's often asked of me is, who is your favorite Secretary of Agriculture that you have worked with during your career? And I'll tell you right now, the answer to that question is not going to come from me, because I have enjoyed all of the secretaries, many for different reasons, but I have enjoyed working with them and I've enjoyed traveling with them. And when it comes to secretaries, I can't pick one as my all-time favorite. But let me tell you who some of my favorites were. Earl Butz was probably one of my top secretaries of agriculture, because shortly after I became farm broadcaster and he became Secretary of Agriculture, I traveled around the world with him and his party. And we made stops in Los Angeles, in Hawaii, in Guam, and in Southeast Asian countries like Vietnam and other countries in Southeast Asia, then traveled to Formosa outside mainland China, and the trip ended in Japan. That was the first really international trip I had taken. And traveling with the cabinet officer of the United States in countries that depended on the United States for a market and also for production of food, I had the opportunity to watch Secretary of Agriculture Earl Butz at work as he talked to the government officials and his counterparts in the countries that we visited. Another secretary that I was a good friend with, John Block, because when he was picked, I was on the short list for Ronald Reagan to become Secretary of Agriculture, and thank God John Block got the job, and he and I have a dinner at Christmas time every year to reflect on the countries we visited. For example, Secretary of Agriculture Block, when he went to Russia to sign the only ever U.S.-USSR grain agreement. He invited me to go along as his media observer and to report on the trip that he took. And man, he took me with him as part of his entourage, got me into the Kremlin to watch the signing of that USSR grain agreement, which was a history-making event. We had traveled to Russia several times, but never on an official trip with the Secretary of Agriculture, and it was interesting to see the food lines in front of grocery stores, because their agriculture wasn't nearly as agricultural as ours was, and it gave me a good look at the challenges that farmers in foreign countries faced. So those are a couple names, but I've enjoyed them all as I traveled with them. That's our time for this week. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group. You be safe and you be well.
That mailbox out by the road, that's a lifeline for families all across rural Kansas. But Congressman Roger Marshall doesn't seem to get that. Marshall voted against emergency funding the Postal Service needs to keep up with the pandemic. Now, I served in the U.S. Army in Iraq. As a veteran, I count on-time mail delivery by the Postal Service for my VA prescriptions. If I miss my meds, even a few days, it can set me back weeks. Roger Marshall defended mail service cutbacks, dismissing it as a, quote, so-called crisis. Now, there's nothing so-called about it. Roger Marshall turned his back on rural Kansans when he voted no on protecting the Postal Service. Vote no on Roger Marshall for Senate. VoteVets paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.votevets.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Seeds sitting in the soil now will be next spring's problems. Combining several late season practices will help reduce the soil seed bank on Successful Farming Radio.
The next big thing in soybean technology is coming. Expected soon, XtendFlex soybeans. The yield you want, the choice you need. Learn more at XtendFlexSoy.com.
What's the next big thing from the Roundup Ready Extend crop system? A soybean built on Roundup Ready to Extend technology, or one with glufosinate tolerance? Great news, it's both. Expected soon. Extend Flex Soybeans. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Commercial availability in 2021 is dependent on regulatory approval. No dicamba may be used in crop with Extend Flex Soybeans unless and until approved. And no dicamba formulations are currently registered for such use in the 2021 season. Learn more at extendflexsoy.com.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Great if we could just kill every weed seed in the soil and not have to worry about them becoming next spring's headaches? Since that's not possible and weeds seem to thumb their leaves at whatever herbicides we throw at them, the best we can do is prevent the seeds from reaching the soil. Kevin Bradley is an extension weed scientist at the University of Missouri. He says this takes a multi-pronged approach that includes a herbicide program integrated with cultural practices to keep the Palmer amaranths and water hemps from going to seed.
What I'm talking about is like cover crops plus pre-herbicides plus post-herbicides, all with effective modes of action, row spacings, any kind of things that we can all, you know, integrate and mesh together to basically just try to keep that field weed free as much as possible. That's what we're shooting for right now.
There will be escapes, which is often what runs through the harvester and gets spread back out on the field. Until we can figure out a way to prevent that, keep a garbage can in the combine and do some good old-fashioned hand-pulling when you see them poking their heads above the canopy of the cash crop.
If you just have a seed head here or there, you know, why wouldn't it be worth your time to go out there and pull that up and get it out of your field? That one plant can produce anywhere from 300 to 500,000 seed. All that seed's going to go back into your soil. You know, I'm not the one who has to go do it, but it is an option and probably going to be worth your time.
Harvest the weed-free areas first and weedy spots last. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about managing the soil seed bank at agriculture.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2020 Chevy Silverado pickups. 1,500 models, an LTZ and an LTZ Z71 package. They're both four-door with four-wheel drive. The new 2020 Chevy Blazer all-wheel drive is in stock as well at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Good Thursday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. We've got your latest market information here for you as we pass through the lunch hour on the first day of trading for the new month of October. And it's still a mixed to mostly higher day pretty much all across the ag commodity boards. We'll start with the livestock as October live cattle up 20 cents at 108.75. December does drop 20 cents to 112.15, but mostly higher numbers beyond that. October feeder cattle also up slightly, up 22 cents to 141.57, but then mostly lower numbers for the futures months. November drops 27 cents to 141.75. Looking into lean hogs, again, mostly mixed numbers in the futures months. October up another sharp gain, up 130 to 74.10. December does drop 55 cents at 62.55, and mixed figures beyond that. Throughout the grains, the wheat complex still feeling some pressure today. In fact, Kansas City wheat back into the negative territory. December KC wheat down 4.5, sitting at 505 and a quarter. March at 514 a bushel, that's down 4.25. The corn complex still mostly higher here through the midday. December corn up 3 cents at 382. March selling at 391 a bushel. That's up 2.75. Cotton complex is mixed to slightly lower. December cotton drops 4 points at 65.75. A look at the energy markets here through the midday. November crude oil down $1.70, sitting at 38.52. Unleaded gas is down 3 cents a gallon at 114. And heating oil right now down 3 at 111. Natural gas also down 5 at 247. A look now into the oil seeds. November soybeans are up 2 to 10.25 and a half. January into next year at 10.29 a bushel. That's up 1.75. Soybean meal up a full 5.10 to 3.44.70. And soybean oil drops 62 points at 32.75. Certainly one of the biggest discrepancies we saw from yesterday's quarterly stocks report was in the soybeans. They had a near 30-cent gain across the board yesterday. Looking through the metals, October gold up $19 an ounce to 19.06.60. Silver's up 80 cents to 24.28 an ounce. Markets here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Come one, come all to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2TL464. MSRP 60.
The only station with seven decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.